弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
请大家把圣经打开在以弗所书第四章。
Let's open to the Bible, Book of Ephesians, Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十五节到十六节，我们一起来念。
Chapter 4, 15 to 16, and let's read it together.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，按照个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们有点祷告。
Let's have more prayers.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把这宝贵的话放在我们面前。
You gave us such a precious word.
主，今天早上求你再一次赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And this morning, please give us the spirit that can enlighten us.
让我们可以安静在你的面前。
So that we can be quiet in front of you.
能够明白你真理的启示。
And to understand your revelation.
让我们听的和讲的一同在你的话语当中蒙造就。
So that the one who speak and listen can be in one united under the spirit.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姐妹们，我们知道《以弗所书》是一卷很特别的书。
So we all know that the Book of Ephesians is a special book.
因为这卷书代表了保罗所领受的启示的一个高峰。
Because this represents the peak of Paul's receiving the revelation from God.
以弗所书和罗马书很不相同。
There is a difference between the Book of Romans and Book of Ephesians.
保罗在罗马书里面讲论福音的奥秘。
Paul mentioned about the secret of the gospel in the book of Romans.
是从地上讲到天上。
He talked about from the earth to the heaven.
罗马书一开始。
The beginning of the book of Romans.
保罗就讲到世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Paul mentioned about all the people have been short of God's glory.
所以人人都落在神的愤怒之下。
So everyone is under the wrath of God.
怎么办呢?
So what happened?
保罗告诉我们,
And Paul told us,
我们的出路在于因信称义。
Our way out is to be called righteousness with faith.
靠着基督的血,
Under God's blood,
我们可以称义。
Then we can be called righteous.
我们可以免去神的愤怒。
We can avoid God's wrath.
与神和好。
And to be united with God.
我们因着相信死在十字架上面的基督。
And because we believe in the Christ who died on the cross.
我们的罪行得赦免。
Our sins were forgiven.
我们的罪性也被除去。
And our sins nature were also removed.
因此我们就得以称为神的儿女。
And therefore we can be called children of God.
呼叫阿爸天父。
And we can call him Abba Father.
既是儿女。
And so we are children.
便是成了后世。
And therefore we become the inheritant.
就是神的后世。
And we are the inheritant of God.
和基督同作后世。
And we can be inheritants together with the Christ.
这就是福音。
And this is gospel.
而以弗所书呢?
And how about the book of Ephesians?
保罗在以弗所书里面讲论福音的奥秘。
Paul talked about the secret of gospels.
他是换了一个方向。
And he took a different way.
他是从天上讲到地上。
He started from the heaven to the earth.
以弗所书一开始保罗就说到。
The beginning of the Ephesians, Paul mentioned.
神的旨意在基督里面所要给我们的。
The will of God was given to us in the Christ Jesus.
就是在创世以前，基督在基督里面拣选我们。
And that is to choose us before the creation of God, the earth.
不但拣选我们。
Not only to choose us.
而且要赐给我们得儿子的名分。
But also to give us the name as children of God.
照着他这样的美意呢。
And according to his will.
我们就成了他荣耀的基业。
Then we become his beautiful inheritance.
非常的稀奇。
And this is a miracle.
我们这些粪土不如的人竟然可以成为神的基业。
We such a earthly person can become inheritance of God.
这个基业是什么呢?
And what is this inheritance?
这个基业就是神的教会。
And this is church.
就是基督的身体。
And the body of Christ.
这个基业可是不得了。
And this is a big deal as the inheritance.
因为神要借着这个基业。
Because through this inheritance.
就是借着教会。
That is through the church.
是天上地下一切所有的。
So that all things in heaven and earth.
在基督里面同归于一。
It will be united under Christ.
这就是神永远的旨意。
And this is the eternal will of God.
神的永远的旨意是要借着教会来做成的。
The eternal will of God is to be accomplished through church.
这就是为什么英国弟兄会的弟兄 George Cotting 曾经说。
And therefore, in the Brotherhood Church, George, one of the brother Cottinghood, he said,
我在基督里面。
I am in Christ.
基督也在我的里面。
Christ is in me too.
我不能没有他。
I cannot be without him.
他也不能没有我。
He cannot be without me.
所以当看到这个真理的时候
So when you see this truth
保罗就不由得不祷告
Paul cannot help to pray
求神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵
To ask for the wisdom and the revelation spirit
好使我们可以看清楚我们所蒙的恩召有何等的指望
So that we can see the hope in this calling
也好使我们知道
So that we can also know
教会在神的旨意的当中是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
That church has such a glorious hope in this God's calling.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神在教会身上所定的旨意是如此的荣耀。
The will of God set upon church is so glorious.
可是当我们看一看我们自己的光景
But when we see ourselves,
当我们看一看我们现今教会的情形的时候
When we look at the condition of church nowadays,
许多时候我们不得不摇头叹息
A lot of time we have to sigh
我们这个样子如何才能够承载神的那个荣耀的旨意呢
Our condition, how can we inherit God's will?
既然如此
And so
那到底我们今天在地上该如何生活呢
So how should we live our life on earth nowadays?
我们今天在教会里面在这个身体的里面
When we are in church in this Christ body
我们如何才能够如何生活才能够与我们所蒙的恩相称呢
How should we live in according to the will, the callings?
我们如何生活才能够推进神的那个永远的旨意的成全呢
How can we live in order to accomplish God's will?
在第四章
In chapter 4
在我们今天要分享的这两节的经文当中
In the two verses that we are sharing today
保罗为我们做了一些说明
Paul had explained to us
保罗说
Paul said
15节
15 verse 15
唯用爱心说诚实话
Instead speaking the truth in love
这里保罗说唯啊
And here Paul mentioned that only
唯有
Only when
保罗在这里很明显是用了一个很强的词
Paul had used emphasized this word
他是着重的要告诉我们呢
He emphasized to tell us
除此之外没有别的路
Besides this, there is no other way out.
唯有这一条路
Only this way.
弟兄姐妹们既然是如此的话我们就该非常的 重视了
And therefore we should pay attention to this.
要好好的能够理解保罗在这里的用意、啊、
And we have to pay attention and understand what his meaning.
我们也需要知道保罗在什么背景底下来说这个话
And we should also understand the background of Paul saying this verse.
所以我们往前读一点
And therefore we read a little bit further up.
四章的第十四节
Verse 14.
这里怎么说呢
And here it says.
他说使我们不再做小孩子
Then we will no longer be infant.
中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术
tossed back and forth by the waves
被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端
and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming
保罗说、啊、我们不能像小孩子一样
and Paul said we cannot be like an infant anymore
小孩子有什么特征
what is the characteristics of an infant?
我们的小孩子家里面成长他有没有什么特征呢
As they grow up in our home, what do you see?
我们的孩子在我们的当中
Our children among us
父和子之间
Between the father and son
有那个爱的关系
There is love
他知道他是我们的儿子
They know that they are our children
他也知道我们爱他
And they know that we love him
这个没有问题
This has no question
但是我们的孩子
But our children
他能不能够明白做父亲的心意呢？
They don't understand the will of our father.
而且按照我们的心意去行呢？
And to act according to our will.
这个就不见得了。
This might not happen.
如果可以的话呢？
If they can.
那我们今天就不会家家出现那么多所谓的青少年的问题了。
Then we would not have youth problem nowadays.
所以保罗在这里说呀。
So Paul said.
我们不要再做小孩子。
Do not be an infant any longer.
意思就是说我们要成熟起来。
And that means that we have to grow up.
要明白父的心意。
We have to understand God's will, the Father's will.
我们如果对父的心意不了解呢？
If we don't understand our Father's will,
我们很可能就会落在各样的虚假的教导的里面。
Then we will be fallen into the fake teaching and the cunning teaching.
落在那些诡计和欺骗人的法术的里面。
And we will be fallen into cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
这样呢，我们的脚呢就站立不稳。
And our feet would not be stand still.
就飘来飘去。
We will be pushing back and forth.
就随从各样的异端了。
And we will follow other cunning practice.
那么怎么样我们才能够成熟起来呢？
So how can we become mature?
我们怎么样才能够避免落入那样的光景里面呢？
How can we avoid falling into such a fallen situation?
保罗说啊，
And Paul said,
在这两节经文里面，
In these two verses,
保罗讲了四点。
Paul mentioned four points.
但愿神借着这两节经文的四个重点呢，
And may these four points,
让我们对教会的生活有更深的认识。
So that we can understand the church life more.
第一个重点是什么呢？
The first point,
第一个重点，保罗说啊
，Paul said，
用爱心说诚实话
，Speaking the truth in love，
说诚实话
，To speak in the truth，
这个原文的意思哈
，And the original text，
不仅仅是说话而已
，Not just talk，
它里面含着持守活出真理这样的意思在里面。
It also contains the meaning of keeping the truth and live out the truth.
所以如果是原文直译这前面的一小段的话，应该怎么样说呢？
So if we translate the original text,
可以说唯在爱里持守真理。
Then we can say that only when we keep the truth in love.
说诚实话就是持守真理。
To speak the truth, that is to keep the truth.
所以弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里告诉我们呢。
So Paul is telling us,
唯有讲真理，持守真理。
Only when you speak and keep the truth,
才能够对付骗人的异端。
Then you can deal with the craftiness of men.
真理。
And the truth,
是我们对付异端，对付那些错误教导的有力的武器。
Is the only weapon, the useful weapon that we deal with cunning and craftiness teaching of men.
我们之所以会上当受骗，
The reason that we were fallen into the deceitful scheming,
就是我们对真理不明。
That is because we are not clear with the truth.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是为什么我们常常要鼓励弟兄姐妹们读圣经。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we always encourage you to read the Bible.
这是我们首要的事。
And this is something as the most important.
因为我们不明白神的话，不明白真理的，我们就很容易上当受骗的。
Because if we don't understand Lord's word or truth, then we will be deceived.
去年年底我去一个教会的服事。
Last year, at the end of the year, I went to a church.
我去之前呢，同行的长辈呢就提醒我。
Before I went there, the elders told me.
他说这个教会啊，受成功神学的影响很大。
He told me that this church was affected by a philosophy of successful.
结果果然在聚会当中我就见识了。
So in the meeting, I realized.
在一次敬拜赞美的当中。
In our worship and praising God.
台上的弟兄啊，带领敬拜赞美。
One of the brother on the podium who is leading the worship.
他竟然非常的鼓动大家。
And he encouraged everyone.
说我们要做最好的自己
，and says that we have to be the best of ourselves.
那下面的弟兄姐妹呢，热烈鼓掌。
And brothers and sisters clap.
请问圣经里面哪里讲我们要做最好的自己呢?
Let me ask you, is there anywhere in the Bible that tells you to be the best of yourself?
这是典型的成功神学的口吻。
This is a typical successful philosophy.
这样的话，当时我们可能很受激励哈。
So we were encouraged at that time, probably.
但是这样的激励并不是把我们带进基督里面。
But this type of encouragement does not lead us into the Christ.
导致让自己的魂越来越大。
But it's encouraging us to enlarge our own soul.
而且越来越强。
And to strengthen our own soul.
所以这样的话反而把我们带离了基督。
So these type of words actually bring us away from Christ.
再说做最好的自己，我们自己做得到吗？
So when they say that to be best of yourself, can you achieve it?
我们知道凭着我们自己实在是做不到的。
We know that to depend on ourselves, we cannot do it.
我们这个人就是一个罪人的本质。
We have the sinful nature.
我们今天之所以能够改变。
Today we can change.
乃是因为接受了基督做我们生命的缘故。
It's because we receive Christ's life.
在他的恩典当中，我们慢慢的成长。In
His grace, we gradually grow.
我们这个人也慢慢的变化。And
we change gradually.
慢慢的越来越像基督。And
we change gradually towards like God.
所以我们能够改变，全不是我们自己的功劳。So
we can change not because of our.
乃是基督的工作在我们身上的缘故。But
the work of Christ in us.
所以我们需要的不是像打鸡血一样的自我的激励。
So we are not what we need is not an encouragement from men.
而是认罪悔改。
But to admit our sin and repent.
这才是圣经里面真理的启示。
And this is the revelation of truth in truth.
当我们明白这个真理之后,
when after I understand this truth,
我们就有鉴别力。
Then we have this energy.
否则我们可能就像那些弟兄姐妹一样，别人鼓掌，我们也鼓掌。
Otherwise, we'll be like other brothers and sisters who applaud and we also clap our hands.
弟兄姐妹们在教会里面生活。
In church, when we live among us.
我们跟弟兄姐妹们之间交通和交往。
The communications among brothers and sisters.
这条路是由神的话定规的。
This road has God's word to set.
神的话是我们生命成长和成熟的基石。
God's word has become our foundation for our growth.
也是教会成长和成熟的基石。
And then also the foundation for church to grow.
当我在外靠夫教会做传道人之后,
after I become the preacher in Wyckoff Church,
常有朋友问我,
a lot of friends ask me,
他说做传道人你每天做什么事情呢?
What do you do as a pastor?
我就回答说,
and I tell them,
我说我每天主要的工作就是陪弟兄姐妹们读圣经啊。
And my job is to read Bibles with brothers and sisters.
我早上6:30有一批弟兄我们一起读圣经。
6:30 in the morning, we have a group of brothers and sisters reading together.
上午有一批弟兄姐妹们一起读圣经。
In the morning, we have another group.
晚上还有一批弟兄姐妹。
At night, we have another group.
那睡觉之前呢，再陪我女儿读圣经。
And before I go to sleep, I read the Bible with my daughter.
所以常常每天有4批的弟兄姐妹一起来读圣经。
So almost every day, I have 4 different groups to read Bibles together.
后来发现这就是我的主要工作。
And I find out this is my major work.
一两年下来啊,
after 1 or 2 years later,
我真的发现神的话是大有功效。
I truly see the work of God's word.
看着看着一些弟兄就慢慢的改变。
And seeing that some other brothers and sisters start to change.
以前对神的话不太有热心的。
Before they don't have any enthusiasm towards God's word.
现在每天早上6:30按时报道。
Now every morning 6:30 they will report to us.
以前祷告都是坑坑, 迟迟不太流利的。
Before they have this unflowing prayers.
那现在祷告的很有话了，很流利了。
And now they have this flowing prayers.
我女儿以前啊，我真是不知道想了多少办法。
My daughter, I have used so many different methods.
我盼望她多爱主一点。
I hope that she can love the Lord more.
可是收效甚微。
But it's disappointing.
但是很有意思，自从 开始陪她读圣经之后,
but something started changing after I started praying, reading Bible with her.
慢慢的看见她那个胃口就打开了。
And gradually I see that she has different tastes.
我们现在在一起读圣经的时候,
and when we read Bible together now,
很稀奇。
Amazing.
她不但是很享受,
not only she enjoyed,
而且还开始做笔记。
She even started taking notes.
让我的做父亲的心很得安慰啊。
And make me feel so, give me such a comfort as a father.
说诚实话。
to speak the truth，
持守真理
and to keep the truth。
保罗在这里还特别的强调说
，and Paul here also emphasized，
是在爱里面
，is in love。
唯用爱心说诚实话
，only when you speak the truth in love。
也就是说，唯在爱里持守真理
，and also meaning only when you keep the truth in love。
诚实话必须用爱心说哟。
The truth must be spoken in love。
什么叫做用爱心呢
？What is the meaning of using love？
就是说的时候，你的动机一定要是出于爱他的缘故。
That is the motivation when you say it. It has come from love。
你的话一定是从那个充满了爱的那个心里面出来的。
That all your words filled with love from your heart。
有一次啊，我们在教会里从主日崇拜的时候
，One time in our Sunday worship，
一对年轻的夫妇呢
，There was this young couple
坐在我们的前面
，They sat in front of us。
在整个的聚会的当中啊
，In the whole sermon，
看见他那个亲昵的那个肢体的动作之多呀
，Seeing their body movement。
我们在后面简直是看不下去了。
That we were sitting in the back and could not stand anymore.
而且在后面还坐着很多的其他的年轻人呢。
And behind them there are more young couples.
有的是高中生呢，有的是大学生。
Some are from high school, some are from college.
影响实在是很不好。
That was a bad influence.
因此散会了，我就去找他们。
So after the gathering, we went to this couple.
我现在想想当时我的态度啊。
And I was thinking that at that time my attitude
可能是爱心是有点不够
maybe I was lack of love
因为我当时心里所想的
because all in my heart at that time
就是要维护教会的这个主日崇拜的次序
that is to put the order back in our worship
想着就是要避免对其他的年轻弟兄姐妹的影响
all I was thinking is to not influencing other couples
没有太想着要帮助他们长进。
I was not thinking about how to help them to grow.
然后呢
？So.
然后呢？这个发生了什么事
？What happened afterward?
这对年轻人呢
？This young couple.
那现在在教会里面。
And now in church.
我发现他们对我的态度就是敬而远之。
Their attitude towards me is respect, but want to stay away from me.
这件事情我到现在还挺后悔的。
So I was a little bit regret of my attitude at that time.
弟兄姐妹，不是说他们那个样子不需要被指出来。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that you should not rebuke for their action at that time.
关键的是，我们是不是先让他们感觉到我们真的是爱他们
？The key is whether we let them to understand that we truly love them.
然后在这个基础上面给他们一点帮助。
Then on such foundation, we give them help.
其实这样的事情呢，在教会里面简直是不胜枚举啊。
Actually, this type of examples is full in church.
其实不仅在教会里面
，not only in church，
在家里面也是一样。
Also at home，
我们这些弟兄们呢
？Us as the brothers，
尤其是年轻的时候，我们不太会宝贝我们的妻子。
Especially when we were young, we did not precious our wife enough.
以前我就是这样子。
I was like that when I was young.
我家姐妹常常生点小病。
My wife always have little sickness.
有时候听她说不舒服啊。
Sometimes when I heard her saying that I was sick.
我就脱口而出啊。
And then I would say straight.
怎么又生病了
？Why you are sick again?
怎么这么不小心呢
？Why are you so careless?
这样的话有没有爱心呢
？So are these words with love？
那很显然是没有。
Probably not。
弟兄姐妹们，凡是不带着爱的话
，Brothers and sisters, all the speaking without love
都是不必说的。
Is should be avoided。
阿门吗
？Amen。
没有爱心，很多时候就成了论断和批评了。
Without love, then your words become judgment。
这个不能够帮助人。
This will not help people。
真正能帮助人的。不仅你说出了真理的话
，The words that can actually help people are the truth in love.
更是我们里面充满了对他的爱
，But also reveal the love from us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有想过哈
？Have you ever thought?
为什么我们说出真理的话，想帮助人，一定要在爱心里面说呢
？Why you have to help people with truth and it has to come out from love?
因为神。就是爱
，because God is love。
没有爱心就是没有神。
Without love, there is no God。
没有神与我们同在。
Well, no, when there is no God with us。
我们所做的不过都是出于肉体。
All the things that we did were from our flesh.
我们所做的不过都是出于我们的自己。
All the things that we did is from ourselves.
这样的作为不但是没有意义。
Such a work is meaningless.
而且是不能帮助人。
But also not able to help others.
甚而自己是有害的。
And even hurtful.
会伤害到基督教会的身体。
It will harm the body of Christ.
所以愿神帮助我们能可以有点更清楚的认识。
So may Lord help us to understand more.
保罗说唯用爱心说诚实话，唯在爱里持守真理。
Paul mentioned that only speaking the truth in love, keeping the truth in love.
从另外一个角度来说呢，
From another angle,
是我们是要在爱心的里面，我们的爱心可以是爱心满满。
From another angle, we can say that our love is overflow.
可是我们是不是可以持守在真理的里面呢？
But can we keep in the truth?
这也是很挑战的一件事情。
That's another challenge.
在马太福音里面曾经记载，
And in the book of Matthew it mentioned,
希律王啊娶了他的兄弟的妻为妻。
Herod, King Herod, married his brother's wife.
在哥林多前书里面
In the First Corinthians,
保罗曾经指责哥林多教会的弟兄娶了收了他的继母。
Paul also rebuked other brother who married their stepmother.
这两件事情是个什么性质啊？
What is the nature of these two examples?
其实就是有爱忘了真理。
That is with love but no truth.
在利未记二十章里面说得很清楚。
And in the book of Levi, chapter 20.
利未记二十章二十一节这里说。
Leviticus chapter 20.
人若娶弟兄为妻，娶弟兄之妻。
二十章二十一节。Verse 21. If a man marries his brother's wife.
这就是污秽的事情。
It is an act of impurity.
在《申命记》里面也告诉我们
，In the book of Deuteronomy,
人不可以娶继母为妻。
Men cannot marry your stepmother.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看这个真理是很清楚的。
You can see the truth is clear.
那为什么他们还这样做呢
？And why do they do it again?
为什么他们还这样做呢
？Why are they still doing it?
以爱情的名义，对吧？
They are using the excuse of love.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
古往今来
from the past to now,
人不知道以爱的名义行过多少的恶。
Man has used love as the excuse to act so many simple deeds.
持守真理
to keep the truth,
真的是一件很不容易的事情。
It's not easy.
许多时候是要付出极大的代价。
A lot of time you have to pay a big price.
所以我们看见施洗的约翰因为指出了希律王的错。
So you see, baptized John had pointed out the evil act of Herod.
最后怎么样
？And what's the ending of him?
啊，被砍头了。
He was decapitated.
是付出了极大的代价。
He paid a big price.
持守真理也是需要勇气的。
To keep the truth.Need and courage.
使徒保罗在加拉太书里面就提到
And Paul had mentioned in the Galatian book of Galatians.
因为彼得怕从雅各那里来的人呢、啊、行事不合真理
Because Peter were afraid the people came from Jacob were not acting in righteousness.
就当面的责备彼得
And he rebuked Peter.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这个是非常有勇气的一件事情。
This came out from a great courage.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
用爱心说诚实话。
To speak with truth.
在爱中来持守真理。
And to keep the truth in love.
这是一个我们在教会的这个身体里面的基本生活。
This is the basic life that we need in church life.
这个基本生活的一个最基本的原则
and the foundation on the principle
爱心和真理这两个都需要不可或缺
we need both truth and love cannot lack one of them
这是第一个原则
this is the first principle
第二个原则
and the second one
连于元首基督
and to grow up into him in the head
这里说
Here it tells us.
凡事长进，连于元首基督。
In all things grow up into him who is the head.
对，这个话原文如果直接翻译的话呢？
If we have the direct translation from the original context.
是说啊。
Is to say.
我们就得以在凡事上长进到他元首基督的里面。
That we will in all things grow up into him who is the head.
我们就得以在凡事上长进。
That we will in all things grow up.
所以我们看见这是一个结果。
So we see this is the result.
这是一个在爱中持守真理的结果。
That is the result from after keeping the truth in love.
这个结果是什么呢？
And what is this result?
就是在凡事上长进。
In all things grow up.
在凡事上长进
In all things grow up.
就是说不是在一个方面长进
That is not just in one aspect to grow
up. 而是说在身体的各个方面都长进
But in the whole body, in all things grow up.
身体上的每一个部分都长进
Every part of the body will grow up.
弟兄姐妹无疑这是一个非常美好的景象
This is such a beautiful scene.
就像我们的身体
Just like our body.
我们的身体如果只有一个部分在长其他的部分不长那会怎样
If part of our body grow, but the other part doesn't grow, what will happen?
那我们知道这是很不正常的。
Then we'll see this is abnormal.
那我们一定要去看医生了。
Then we have to go see doctor.
我们的孩子如果是这样的话
If that happened to our children,
我们一定会很忧心忡忡了。
We will be worried.
那同样的如果这个教会里面呢
So what happened in church, if this happened?
我们发现一个部分在长其他的部分不长。
If we see part of it grow and the other part doesn't grow,
比如说青少年在长
Probably like the youth are growing.
这个福乐团契不再长。
But the elderly were not growing.
或者其他的部分不长。
Or the other parts were not growing.
那我们就一定要开始求神帮助我们。
Then we have to pray God to help us.
帮助那些不能长进的部分一起来长进。
To help the parts that are not growing to grow together.
怎么帮助他们长进呢
？How to help them to grow?
在爱中把他们带进神的话语里面。
Is in love to bring them into God's word.
在爱中持守真理，这是唯一的办法。
With love to keep the truth.
那在凡事上长进是从哪一个方向去长进呢
？So when all things are growing up, towards which direction?
这个方向是什么
？And what is the direction?
这个方向就是基督。
And the direction is towards God, Christ.
长进就是进入基督。
To grow is to enter into Christ.
进入到基督的里面。
To enter into Christ.
那为什么我们在爱中持守真理，我们就一定可以长进，而且是长进到基督的里面呢
？So why, when we keep the truth in love, we will enter into Christ and we'll enter into Him?
因为基督就是真理。
Because Christ is the truth.
所以在教会生活里面
，So in the church life,
能够持守真理。
If you can keep the truth,
我们就一定能够到基督里面。
Then we can enter into Christ.
否则我们就永远到不了基督里面。
Otherwise, we will never enter into Christ.
当我们长进的时候
，When we grow up,
基督就是我们的方向。
Christ is our direction.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要常常的把这个放在我们的心中。
Brothers and sisters, we have to keep this in our heart.
把这个方向放在我们的心中。
Keep this direction into our mind.
在我们长进的过程当中啊。
During our process of growing.
我们随时可以警醒。
That we can be alerted.
怎么警醒呢
？How to be alerted?
就是一切不能够帮助我们进入基督的，不能够帮助我们得着基督的。
That is anything that would not lead us into Christ or attend to Christ.
一切不能够帮助我们遇见基督的，都是没有用处的。
Anything that will not help us to meet Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，教会里的生活
，in the church life，
这个是一个最核心的部分。
This is the core，
最重要的事情。
And the most important thing，
我们明白了这个真理，我们就能够合一的看待教会里面的许多的事。
When we understand this truth, then we will suitably understand and seeing things in church.
也就能够判断有些事情当行，有些事情行的就不合宜。
And then we can also judge what can be done and what is not suitable to be doing.
比如说教会里面常常举行婚礼。
And for example, in church that has wedding all the time.
那我们当我们举行婚礼的时候，大家都很快乐。
When there is a wedding in church, everybody is joyful.
但是我们要问这个婚礼当中核心的人物是谁呢
？But we have to ask who is the core people in this wedding.
核心人物是谁呢
And who is the most important person?
新郎新娘?
The bride and the groom?
都不是。
No.
核心是我们的主。
The core is our Christ, our Lord.
在教会里面举行婚礼。
When there is a wedding in church.
订立婚约。
To set up the marriage.
是要叫我们的主得荣耀。
That is to give glory to our Lord.
在教会里面也常常举行丧礼。
And in church we also have funeral.
请问丧礼的核心人物是谁？
And who is the core person?
是在睡着的那一位吗？
Is the one who slept?
不应该是。
Should not be.
核心还是我们的主。
The center should still be our Lord.
通过这个丧礼叫我们看见。
And through the funeral, it shows us.
神在这个人身上一生的作为。
God had done what type of work in this person?
好使我们再次归荣耀给我们的救主。
So that we can give glory to our Savior Lord.
所以不管是婚礼还是丧礼。
So no matter is the wedding or funeral.
都是归荣耀给神。
Is to give glory to God.
归荣耀给神的事情，我们就可以多多的实行。
To give glory to God, all these type of acts can be done all the time.
然而，撒旦是很狡猾的。
But Satan is cunning.
他常做的一件事情呢，就是用假的来代替真的。
That he will always put the fake one to replace the real one.
比如说，撒旦常常会利用我们里面的这个宗教热情啊。
So for example, he will use our enthusiasm towards religion
来代替对主的追求
to replace our pursuing to Christ.
所以我们看见许多的教会非常热衷于各样的活动。
So you will see church are very enthusiastic in a lot of activities.
一方面是他觉得呢
On one side, they feel that
这样忙起来才显得我们教会的非常的火热。
When we are busy, then it shows that we are enthusiastic.
你看我们这么多弟兄姐妹都热心事工啊。
That you will see every brothers and sisters have this heated heart.
或者另外一方面呢
And or on the other side,
表面上好像是为了荣耀神。
Apparently, from the outside, it shows that we are glorifying God.
可很多时候实际上都是为了彰显自己的才干。
But actually, they are trying to reveal their own capability.
所以弟兄姐妹，这些活动的里面
So in all these activities,
有多少是真正的彰显神的荣耀呢？
How many truly reveal God's glory?
我们需要非常谨慎和小心。
We have to be careful and alert.
保罗在这里说
And Paul said,
连于元首基督
To be united with the head,
这里特别的强调
And here it emphasized,
基督是我们的元首
Christ is our head.
教会是基督的身体
And the church is Christ's body.
教会就是基督。
Christ, the church is Christ.
这是一个方面的真理。
That's part of the truth.
另外一个方面呢
And on the other part,
基督他也是我们这个身体的元首，他是头。
Christ is also part of this body as the head.
保罗这里是着重强调啊。
And Paul here emphasized.
是所有的肢体都要连于元首。
That the whole body part has to be connected to this head.
听命于元首。
And to listen to the head.
就像我们的身体上面的所有的肢体一样。
Just like our body part.
我们都要听我们的头脑的指挥。
We have to be under the order of our head.
这是所有的肢体和这个头的一个正常的关系。
And that is the normal function between body part and the head.
那如果我们的身体其中一个部分不听命于元首的呢
？But what about one of our body parts is not listening to our head？
那什么情形
？What is the what will happen？
你的手或者脚如果不听你的脑子指挥
，If your hand or leg is not listening to your head，
那是怎么样的呢
？What will happen？
中风了。
Maybe you are paralyzed。
那我们得赶紧去看医生了。
Then we have to go see doctor。
前段时间我去医院里面看一个轻微中风的弟兄。
A while back, I went to a hospital to visit a brother who had a light stroke.
只是轻微中风而已啊。
Very light stroke.
就已经很可怕了。
It's already scary.
在医院里住一段时间。
He was staying in the hospital for a while.
还要去那个疗养中心、康复中心疗养一段时间。
And he has to go to the rehabilitation center.
每天都有护士带去训练。
And every day he was trained by the nurse.
同样的情形。
The same event.
在教会的当中
If it happened in church.
如果有一个肢体不听命于元首基督
If one body part is not listening to the head, Christ.
那我们也赶紧要来帮助他
Then we have to come help this body part quickly.
帮助他重新连于元首基督
To help him to reconnect it to the head.
帮助他重新回到主的面前。
To help him to reconnect to Christ.
连于元首基督也是告诉我们。
To be with the head Christ.
所有的肢体听命于元首基督啊。
All the part, body part are listening to the head.
我们各个肢体之间才能够建立正常的关系。
Then the body part among the body part can be in the normal situation.
手和脚都听命于头
The head and legs are listening to the head.
手和脚就可以密切的配合
Then the hands and legs can work together very well.
手脚并用
And both limbs are, all limbs are working together.
心思相同
And heart and mind are on the same direction.
意念的相同
The mind is the same way.
同心合意去完成一件工作
That we can all act together with one heart and one mind.
这样手和脚的关系就是很正常的
And that is the normal conditions between the limbs.
弟兄姐妹们，教会里也是一样
And so the same way in church.
只要是出于元首基督的命
As long as it's coming from the command from the head,
不管我们跟那位弟兄或者那个姐妹的关系怎么样
no matter what type of relationship we have with other brothers and sisters,
平常是否有来往
whether we are close with each other,
是否我们住得近
whether we live close to each other,
我们都可以配搭
we can all work together,
一同去完成主所托付的工
together to finish the task given by Christ.
哦，我们不能说啊
We cannot say.
哦，我跟某某某不太熟啊。
Oh, I'm not so familiar with the other brothers and sisters.
我还是不要跟他同工。
So let me not co-work with him.
这个关系就是不太正常的。
So this is not a normal condition.
十五节这里说，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Verse 15, only speaking in truth and love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
这些经文从整体上来看
This verse, if you see it as a whole,
我们就发现它是和14节形成一个强烈的对比
You will see that there is a strong contrast with verse 14.
15节是说在爱里说话
15 says speaking the truth in love.
十四节是说用诡诈的言语和欺骗的法术。
Verse 14 mentioned about cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
十五节是说每一个方面都长大。
15 mentioned that all things grow up.
十四节是说未长大的小孩子被异教之风吹得摇摆不定。
14 mentioned about the infants not growing up and being tossed back and forth by the waves.
第十五节是说长入元首基督的里面。
15 mentioned about grow up into the Christ, which is the head.
十四节是说落入在各样的错误的教导之中。
And 14 mentioned about being fallen into all the wrong teachings.
这是十五节。
That this is now 15.
十五节保罗提出了两个教会生活的基本原则。
15 Paul had mentioned two basic principles of church life.
很明显，这两个原则都是讲到我们和神之间的关系。
And these two point to the relationship between us and God.
在爱心中持守真理。
In love, we keep the truth.
就是活在基督的里面。
That is to live in Christ.
基督来了，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Christ came, he is filled of love and truth and grace.
恩典就是神的爱的方式和表达。
Grace is a revelation of God's love.
同样，他把他的生命赐给我们。
At the same time, he gave us his life.
我们活在他的里面。
We live in him.
我们就当有爱。
We should have love.
也有真理。
And truth.
连于元首基督
We are connected with the head of Christ.
那就更是指着我们和他之间的关系了。
That shows the relationship between us and Christ.
基督是我们的方向。
Christ is our direction.
基督是我们的目的。
Christ is our goal.
这是第十五节。
This is verse 15.
十六节这里说。
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，各节百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。 便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
十六节这些经文把身体的那个整体的感觉给描写出来了。
Verse 16 describes the whole body's feeling.
这里包含着两个基本的原则。
And here it has another two principles.
这两个原则我们看见它是说到人和人之间的关系。
The first principle shows the relationship between men.
第一个。
First.
靠他联络合适。
From him the whole body joined and held together.
这里还说是全身都靠他。
And here it mentioned the whole body joined and depend on him.
这里的全身呢。
This here mentioned the whole body.
和后面的百节还有个体基本上都是指同一件事情。
It's also the same meaning as the other part.
保罗只不过是从不同的角度来说而已。
Paul is talking about this from different angle.
保罗在这里说全身。
Paul mentioned the whole body.
他首先的意思。
The first meaning.
是说神在教会这个基督的身体里面所要的。
Is to point out what God wants from this church body.
不是一个一个个体的成长。
Not a individual growth.
当然个体也是要成长。
And of course individually you
have to grow. 但是更重要的它是要全身一个团体的成长。
But the more important thing that God wants is the whole body as a collective growth.
另外保罗说全身都靠他呀。
And another point that Paul mentioned that the whole body depend on him.
也是讲到全身的每一个关节每一个个体都是依靠他。
And it mentioned that the whole body, every single part has to depend on him.
依靠他依靠谁呢
依靠 who, depend on who?
当然就是依靠我们的元首基督。
And of course to depend on our head, Christ.
那靠他什么呢
And what do we have to depend on?
靠他了又怎么样了呢
Or what will happen after we depend on him?
靠他联络的合适
and depend on him to connect us properly.
弟兄姐妹，这是说呀。
And this is to tell us.
靠着他，全身才能够联络的合适。
To depend on him, only depend on him, then the whole body parts can be connected properly.
不靠着他，我们就不可能联络的合适。
If you don't depend on him, then we will not be connected properly.
联络的合适，这是说全身呢。不仅仅是彼此连接而已、啊。
To properly connect it, not just mean that we are joined together.
同时也是要互相的配搭妥当。
But have to co-work properly together.
合适就是互相的默契的配合。
And so each part will co-working properly.
我们中国有一句话。
And there's this idiom in Chinese.
说两个人之间呢、啊。
Among the two people.
说他们不是很默契。
If we say that they are not harmonized,
我们说什么呢
？What do we say？
话不投机。
That we don't have a common word。
半句多哈，说半句都是多的。
So even a half sentence is redundant。
这里讲合适。
So here it mentioned about properly。
刚好是与这个话相反。
That is the opposite of that Chinese idiom.
是说两个人在一起呢，非常的默契，非常的投机。
It mentioned about the two people in harmonized.
就姐妹们，神把我们放在一起啊。
Brothers and sisters, God put us together.
不是简单的放在一起。
It's not easily to just putting us together.
神是把我们配在一起。
God joined us together.
我们相信神是不会错误的神。
We understand, we believe God will not be wrong.
从我们的眼光来看
，from our eyesight，
我们有时候实在是不愿意和某某某一起同工啊。
Sometimes we do not want to co-work with someone.
可是神说呢，你们要在一起。
But God said you have to be together.
我定义把你们配在一起。
I destined you to be together, joined.
你们在一起最般配。
And you, it's the best that you do work together.
而且是最合适。
And the most appropriate.
你可能会觉得。
And then you will feel.
我怎么觉得不太合适呢
？How come I don't think it's appropriate？
那关键的可能是呢
？And what's the key？
我们还是没有靠他。
Probably we were not depending on Christ.
我们没有靠着我们的主。
We did not depend on Christ.
靠着他就合适。
When you depend on Christ, everything become appropriate.
不靠他怎么也不太合适。
When you don't depend on Christ, anything will be inappropriate.
就像两个人结婚的。
Just like two people get married.
婚前都觉得挺合适的吧。
And before they get married, they felt very appropriate to be together.
那为什么结婚三个月之后就不合适了呢？
And why they don't feel appropriate anymore after 3 months?
我们的本相都显出来了。
Because we reveal our own nature.
本相显出来了，就是罪显出来了呗。
That means to reveal our sinful nature.
所以我们就出现很多问题。
Then we have a lot of problems in marriage.
在教会里面，我们常常有婚前的辅导。
In church, we always have pre-marriage consultation.
在婚前辅导的时候，我们都跟他画一个三角形。
And usually we draw this triangle.
神在这里。
God is up here.
你在这里。
You are here.
你在这里。
You are here.
只有你们两个人都跟神靠近的时候。
As long as you two get approached close to God.
你们两个之间才能够越来越靠近。
Then you will get close to each other more.
否则你们还是那么远。
Otherwise, you will still be in distance.
所以我们都要努力地追求跟神靠近。
And therefore we have to work hard to get close to God.
都要努力地靠他。
We have to get, we have to work hard to depend on Him.
我们才能够联络得合适。
Then we can be joined properly.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在我们的身上。
In our body.
我们每一个人身上多一点基督啊。
Every one of us has more Christ.
我们就联络得更合适一点。
Then we will have this joined together more properly.
基督越少
the less of Christ,
越不能联络
the less you can join together,
即使勉强联络
even though you force yourself to join together,
也不太能够合适
it might not be appropriate.
十六节后半段这里说
verse 16, the second half,
百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助
every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love.
这里有最后的一个原则。
And here is the last principle.
就是个体彼此相助。
That all the parts help each other.
个体怎么彼此相助呢
？How can different parts work together?
百节各按各职，照着个体的功用。
That is every supporting ligament grows and builds itself.
这是说。
And that is to say,
身体上的每一个关节
every part in your body,
每一个个体
every body part,
都有自己的职责
has its own function.
感谢主啊
Thanks the Lord.
神把我们放在教会的里面
Lord put us in church.
我们每一个人在教会里面都是有自己职责
Every one of us has our own duty in church.
没有一个人是没有职责
的 None of us should not have.Their own duty.
你可能说我还真不知道我的职责是什么。
You might say, oh, I truly don't know what is my duty.
那如果是这样的话，你要赶紧去找那带领的弟兄好好谈一谈了。
So maybe you should go ask the other brothers and sisters if that's the case.
我们在教会里面一起生活。
We live together in church.
是在一个身体的里面。
Is within one body.
身体上没有一个部分是不需要。
There is not one body part not needed.
身体上没有一个部分是没有功用的。
There is not one body part has no function.
我们不能想象一个身体里面什么器官是不需要没有用的。
We cannot imagine any body part is not needed in our body.
以前我们常常讲的盲肠没什么用。
We always mention that appendix is not needed.
所以呢，有些医生建议呢，小孩子生下来的时候呢，就把盲肠给割掉。
So some doctor had recommend to cut it off.
免得以后发炎呢。
So that in the future you would not have appendicitis.
可是现在发现盲肠很有用处。
But now they realize how function, what's the function?
尤其是跟我们的免疫系统很有关系。
Especially as related to our immune system.
同样的，我们每个人在教会里面。
And same thing in church.
都是有用的。
Every one of us has its function.
都是有功能的。
Has its own use.
百节各按各职。
Every body part has its own function and work.
这也是凸显的。
And this is also clear.
我们身体的每一个环节。
Every single body part.
都尽职尽责。
That work and function its own way.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在一起生活，我们尽职尽责吗
？When we live together, do we actually perform our responsibility?
有些弟兄姐妹听到这样的话，可能会有点嘀咕啊。
Some brothers and sisters might have complained about this.
弟兄，我很忙的呀。
And they might say, brother, I'm very busy.
不像传道人好像没什么事。
I'm not like a pastor who has nothing else to do.
我哪有那么多时间在教会里面服侍啊？
How can I have so much time to serve in church?
我连来聚会都可能不太能够守得住时间的。
Just by coming to church on time, it could be difficult for me.
弟兄姐妹们，真是求神帮助我们，给我们一点智慧。
May the Lord help us and give us wisdom.
可以好好的安排一下我们的时间。
So that we can arrange our time wisely.
在这一点上面，我自己有一点点的体会。
At this point, for about this point, I also have this experience.
到今年我在信主差不多20年。
This year is like my second, my 20th years believing in Christ.
我可以这样说。
I can say this.
自从信主以来
，Since I believe in Christ,
还没有一次。
There was not one time.
因为参加聚会
that because I come to attend gathering.
因为在教会里面有服事的缘故
and because of serving in church.
把我的工作或者是我个人的事情给耽误了
to delay anything in my work or my personal other responsibilities.
我以前在加州的硅谷工作
I was working in California in Google.
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley in California.
那时候是很忙的。
I was very, very busy.
那时候我还没有身份。
At that time, I don't have my green card.
那所以我每天晚上都是9点或者10点下班。
So every night I came home around, I left work at 9-10 o'clock at night.
可是，一到星期三。
But once Wednesday come.
我5点就走了。
I left at 5.
因为晚上有祷告会。
Because there is this prayer meeting at night.
一到星期五，我也5点就走了。
Every Fridays I left at 5.
因为有团契聚会。
Because there are fellowship.
主日就更不用说了。
And of course, Sundays.
久而久之呢
？After a while.
连我的老板都很习惯了。
Even my boss is accustomed to it.
开着会，开着会就说：“哎呦，快五点了，你该走了。
”As they are having meeting and he realized, oh, it's 5 o'clock, you have to leave.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们的老板也是可以被训练的。
Our boss can be trained.
我这个经验呢，年轻的弟兄姐妹可以试一下。
This is my experience that you can use.
我们的身体上的各个关节
，every body part in us，
都在那里尽职尽责
，are functioning their responsibility。
个人都把自己的功用都发挥出来。
Every individual function out what they should be。
为的是什么呢
？For what？
为的是彼此相助。
To of the purpose is to help each other.
其实原文并没有彼此相助这几个字啊。
And in the original context, it doesn't say help each other.
但是中文的翻译把它加上了这几个字。
But the Chinese translation interpreted to add help each other.
加的非常的合宜。
I believe it's very appropriate.
彼此相助。
To help each other.
弟兄姐妹们，就是说我们一起在一个身体里面生活。
Brothers and sisters, is to tell us that we are living in one body.
我们本来就是应该这样子的。
We are supposed to.
我们在一起生活本来就应该彼此相助。
We live together. We are supposed to help each other.
彼此相助是讲到我们不只是顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
To help each other, which means that you don't just do your own stuff, but you also help others.
如果我们只知道自己的事情
，If we only do our own stuff.
眼中没有别人的事情。
Our eyes does not see others' need.
那神为什么要把我们放在一个团体的里面呢
？Then why should God put us into a group?
如果我们只知道自己的事情
，If we only know our own stuff,
我只知道获取，不知道施予。
We only know to receive but not to give.
那我们如何才能够蒙更大的祝福呢
？Then how can we receive a bigger grace?
如果我们只顾自己的事情
，we only care about our own stuff，
我们就少了许多与人来往的机会。
Then we are lack of the fellowship with others。
我们许多可以学习的功课就学不会。
Then we would never learn the lessons that we need to learn。
自己的长进也就慢了。
Then our own growth slow down。
所以弟兄姐妹们，帮助别人就是帮助我们自己。
So brothers and sisters, helping others is to help yourself。
Amen。
Amen。
彼此相助还有一个方面
To help each other have another aspect
是讲到我们也要乐于接受别人的帮助
That is to mention that we have to happily receive other people's help
我不知道大家乐不乐意接受别人的帮助
I'm not sure if you are willing to accept others' help
当你接受别人的帮助的时候你感觉到舒服吗
Do you feel comfortable receiving others' help
你会感觉到甘心乐意吗？
Are you willing to receive it?
我们从小受的教育就是
From young we were taught
万事不求人
not to ask others
求人不如求己
To ask others, why don't you ask yourself first?
可是有一天呢，有一个长辈开启我
But there is this elderly who enlightened me
啊，接受别人的帮助
To receive others' help
接受别人的好意
To receive others' goodwill
这是一个谦卑的表现
is a performance of humble
就姐妹们
brothers and sisters
你觉得怎么样
what do you think
原来我们不愿意接受别人的帮助啊
so we were not willing to accept others help
是因为我们里面的骄傲的原因
it's because our pride
所以下次如果有人愿意帮助你
so next time if someone is willing to help you
你就不要再那样扭扭捏捏的了
do not hesitate、嗯
啊、不要啦不要啦
And do not seem to be polite
我自己来就好了啦
And reject other people's help
不用那么骄傲
Do not be so prideful
大方的接受
To accept it openly
说一声谢谢就好了
Just say thank you
彼此相助除了上面所说的肢体之间的互相的帮助
So to help each other mentioning about other parts joined together
当然也是讲到我们的教会里面的同工
and also refer to the co-workers in church
不要只顾自己做工
not just to work
同时也要
on your own work
也要顾到别人做工
I have to care about others work
主喜悦你带领大家一起做工
Lord are pleased when you can lead others to work together
主喜悦我们大家一起同工一起去做一件事情
Lord are pleased that we can co-work together
胜过我们单独做工
more than we work individually
好这就是教会生活的四个原则
so these are the four principles of church life
第一个是什么
what is the first one
啊用爱心说诚实话是吧
Speak the truth in love
第二个呢
How about the second one
连于元首基督、啊、
To join together with the head Christ
第三个呢
What is the third one
靠他联络合适
To depend on him to join properly
第四个呢
What is the fourth
个体彼此相助
That every part help each other
我们如果按照这个四个原则来生活
If we live according to these four principles
结果是怎么样的呢
What is the result?
就带来一个重要的结果
And it bring out this important result
16节的后半段
Verse 16
便叫身体渐渐增长
To allow the body to grow gradually
这就是讲到教会的渐渐增长
And this is to mention that the church will grow gradually
所以弟兄姐妹我们看见这就看见教会增长的秘诀
So you see the secret of the church growth
这个真正教会增长的秘诀是什么呢
So what is the secret for church to grow
这里我们完全没有看见人数增长的事、啊、
We never mention about number of people's growth
我们看见的全部都是里面的功夫、啊、
We saw everything is about the inner growth
用爱心说诚实话持守真理这是里面的功夫
To keep the truth, to speak the truth in love These are all inner work
连于元首也是里面的功夫、啊、
And to connect it with Christ is also interior
靠他联络合适更是里面的功夫了
And to connect properly through him is also the inside work
个体彼此相助是说我们活出我们里面的功夫、啊、
Everybody help each other is to reveal our inside work
所以现在许多的教会啊
So a lot of church nowadays
把教会的增长的重点放在人数增长上面
They pay attention to the church growth as if the number growth of the congregation
很明显是错了
And that is wrong
这个教会增长的秘诀我们还看见什么呢
The secret of this growth we can also see
我们完全没有看见说呀
We did not see
一定要有一个好传道人
That you have to have a good pastor
一定要有一个好长老
You have to have a good Elder.
这些完全没有提到
It never mentioned here
教会的增长
不是靠某些肢体。
The growth of church is not depend on a certain body part.
更不是靠所谓的大肢体。
And also not depend on the major body part.
所以很多教会很有意思啊。
So there are some churches.
教会增长乏力呢，就怪罪长老，怪罪传道人。
If the church was not growing, they blame the pastor, they blame the preacher.
这个传道人不行，我们换一个。
And they will be like, we have to change another preacher.
这样的做法也明显是错误的。
And this is also the wrongdoing.
教会的增长不是靠一个或者是几个人。
The church, the growth is not depend on a certain person.
要百节各按各职。
Does not depend on a certain person or a few person, but everybody.
保罗最后也说了。
And at the end, Paul said,
在爱中建立自己。
To build each other up in love.
在爱中来建立教会。
To build itself up in love.
教会这个身体是在爱中建立的。
The church body was built in love.
保罗的这句话里面，即使总结，也是强调。
Paul emphasized this as a conclusion.
在这个结尾的当中，他再次呼应了十五节的开头。
In conclusion, he referred back to the beginning of.15,
用爱心来说诚实话。
To speak the truth in love.
所以我们看见十五节和十六节这两节经文呢。
So you see the 15 and 16.
保罗是以爱起手，是以爱结束。
Paul started with love and then end with love.
这是提醒我们的。
This to remind us.
因着爱主爱基督的缘故。
Because we love Christ, we love the Lord.
我们甘愿付代价来持守真理。
We are willing to pay the price to keep the truth.
爱也就是我们自己愿意舍己。
Love also meaning that we are willing to offer ourselves.
我们甘愿把自己融化在基督的这个身体的里面。
We are willing to melt ourselves into this Christ body.
而连于我们的元首基督。
So that we can be connected to the head.
有了这个爱。
With this love.
肢体和头之间。
The body part and head.
肢体和肢体之间。
Body part and body part.
就互动起来。
Are all working together.
配合起来。
Can work together.
联络整齐合适。
Are joined and held together properly.
成为一个真正的健康的身体。
So that it can be a healthy body.
有了这个爱，也使得我们甘心乐意的。
With this love, we are also willing to.
不管在生活上面。
No matter in our life.
还是在我们的彼此的配搭同工当中。
Or in our co-working.
愿意彼此相助。
That we are willing to help each other.
所以爱好像是一个教会里面的循环系统一样。
So love is the circulation system in church.
爱促进着教会的增长。
Love and promotes the growth of church.
一同长进。
That's growing together.
长进到满有基督的身量。
Growing together to fill with the Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
对于教会的生活。
Regarding to church life.
保罗这个真理的启示无疑是非常的重要。
Paul's revelation is very important.
这些真理的启示如果我们把握得住的话
If we can keep these truth,
我们就不会那么容易上当。
Then we would not be deceived easily.
比如说这几十年来
For example, all these years,
随着科技的发展呢总有一些人喜欢搞一些所谓的虚拟教会。Virtual church.
So with all these technology improvements, there are virtual church happening.
几十年前呢，有牧师宣称了，现在不需要去聚会了，我们只要在电视上面做礼拜就行了。
So there are preachers that says that we don't need to come to church anymore. We can be in front of our TV.
在互联网的时代呢，又有人说呢，我们现在可以做一个网上的教会，我们不需要在一起。
And with this internet growing, we can also say that we don't need to go to church. We can do the worship through internet.
现在微信起来了。
And also with WeChat.
又有人在微信上搞一个微教会。
And then people are establishing WeChat church.
那这些东西对不对呢？
Are these right?
合不合乎圣经的启示呢？
Are these appropriate?
今天我们知道很显然是不合。
We know that these are not appropriate.
你可能会说。
You might say.
这些通信手段都可以做到啊。
All these ways.
也可以彼此联络啊。
We can be fellowship with each other.
也可以彼此相助啊。
We can help each other.
真的吗？
Is it true?
IBM 的公司哈。
In IBM.
我以前在 IBM 工作。
I worked with IBM before.
过去四十年来。
In the last 40 years.
他允许每天允许上万人呢在家里上班。
They allow over 10,000 workers work from home.
可是去年的三月份
But last year March
这个计划宣布停止
They stop
每个人都必须去办公室上班
Everyone must come to the office
为什么呢
Why
因为他们发现
Because they realized
员工们在家上班呢
When the workers are working at home
非常不利于员工之间建立那个个人之间的人际关系
Is very not benefiting the employees establishing a relationship.
没有好的人际关系。
And there is no interrelationship.
互助和互信就减弱了。
The intertrust and the interhelp are weakened.
从而大大的降低了工作的效率。
It become a hindrance to the workforce.
所以他们去年宣布停止。
So last year they announced the stoppage of this.
弟兄姐妹们，一个公司尚且如此。
So brothers and sisters, you see, as a company, they act like.
在公司里面不过是一个工作的关系。
In workplace, you are only working relationship.
那教会生活就更应该如此。
And the church life should more than that.
教会生活是极深的属灵的生活。
Church life is very spiritual.
不是靠通信手段可以解决的。
It's not to resolve from.Technology communication.
通信手段可以帮助我们做一些补充。
Technology communications can help us.
但是绝对不能够代替我们面对面的相交。
But it cannot replace our interpersons relationships.
所以我们还是要尽可能的聚集。
So we have to try together.
尽可能的面对面的相交。
We have to have face-to-face fellowship.
所以感谢赞美主，我们今天就清楚了。
Thanks and praise the Lord, we are clear today.
我们对这些所谓的新型教会就看得更明白一些。
That we understand the virtual church more.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们智慧和启示的灵。
To give us the wisdom and the revelation heart.
让我们知道如何在教会里面生活。
So that we know how to live the life of church.
也能够抵挡各样虚假的教导。
And to separate the cunning and craftiness teachings.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
教会是你的身体
Church is your body
我们能够成为教会的肢体
That we can become the body part
这是何等大的恩典
It's a great grace
主啊你在教会上面所定的旨意
Lord your will on church
是何等的荣耀
It's how glorious
巴不得我们活在这个身体的里面
May we live in this body
我们的一言一行
Our every word and deed
都能够合你的心意
can satisfy you.
我们巴不得教会这个身体
and may the church this body
早一点长成
can grow faster
成全完备
to be ready
圣洁无瑕
holy and blameless
等候预备迎接你的再来
to await to receive you.
主我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.